The next patient is Oswald Sutherland, S-U-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-D. Oswald, O-S-W-A-L-D. 87-year-old Jamaican male with history of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft. Period. Due to the fact that the patient had a proteinuria of 1 gram, we decided to put him on Kerendia. The patient has been taking 10 milligrams on a daily basis. The recent laboratory workup that was done on December the 4th of 2023, the serum creatinine was 1.8, the BUN was 26, and the estimated GFR is 34 mLs per minute, which is similar to the prior determination. The proteinuria is 430 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient has a potassium of 4.6. I would consider this being in a stable condition. We keep on monitoring this proteinuria, and eventually we'll make an adjustment if necessary, adjustment in Kerendia if necessary. Next, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C is 6.1% as of December of 2023. Following number, arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure reading is 132 over 56. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, this patient has a history of a prostate cancer that was excised many years ago. The patient has a lot of hesitancy and urgency. He was seen by Dr. Maxwell, who is his primary, and he recommended mirbetric. However, the patient cannot afford the medication. With that in mind, we are going to order oxybutynin, 5 milligrams on a daily basis. The patient was counseled about the side effects of the oxybutynin. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 18 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.